His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their continuing budget workshops at 3 o'clock at Town Hall. A program, Medical Cannabis in Northwest Connecticut, talks and panel discussion will take place at 6 p.m. at the Scoville Library. State Department of Consumer Protection Commissioner Michelle Siegel, Tom Macri from Still River Wellness, and Mark Bronstein, one of the leading proponents of medical legalization, and a patient, each will briefly discuss medical cannabis. The genesis of the program is its growth. The Salisbury Board of Finance, the regular meeting to approve the minutes of January, review the Board of Education budget from Region 1, receive the initial budget from the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen, and to conduct other business that's proper to come before the meeting. Ancrum has their planning board meeting. The planning board meets at the first Thursday of every month at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. A couple of stories out of New York State. On March 4th, New York State Police from Poughkeepsie Barracks arrested Michael J. Farrell, 25, of Accord, New York, and Julia M. Forbes, 20, of Rhinebeck, New York, for burglary in first degree, a Class B felony, and conspiracy in the fourth degree, a Class E felony. Farrell was additionally arrested for criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree, a Class D felony. On March 3rd, troopers responded to the residents on Route 44 in the town of Pleasant Valley for a burglary in progress. Victims at the scene stated a male forced his way into their residence, used a knife to threaten physical violence prior to fleeing. Investigation positively determined Forbes and Farrell conspired to break into the victim's residence and then utilize a knife to menace victims. Farrell and Forbes were arraigned before Judge Sears of Town of Pleasant Valley Court. Forbes remanded the Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $50,000 cash bail, $100,000 secure bond. Farrell was remanded to Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $100,000 cash bail or $200,000 secure bond, both subjects to reappear before the court today. On March 5th, New York State Police from Poughkeepsie Barracks arrested Dominic Valino, age 53, of Poughkeepsie, for making a terrorist threat, a Class D felony. In January of 2019, State Police were forwarded a letter from Valino threatening to blow up New York State government building. With the assistance of Amtrak Police Department, the U.S. Marshals Service, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Broward County Sheriff's Office in Florida, and the Dutchess County District Attorney's Office, Valino was arrested in Fort Lauderdale Airport, attempting to fly to Honduras. He was arraigned before the Town of Pleasant Valley Court, remanded by Judge Sears in the Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $50,000 cash bail or $100,000 secure bond. He's next scheduled to appear before Town of Poughkeepsie Court coming up tomorrow at 3 p.m. Bard College at Simon's Rock, Alfred Street in Great Barrington, presenting a free ceramics-based exhibit, She Said, He Said, featuring the works of artists Kathy King and Matt Nolan. Public viewings will be held through March the 8th at the Daniel Hand Arts Center, Hillman Jackson Gallery. Stissing Theatre Guild presents Annie, March 8th, March 9th, and March 10th. Tickets available at 518-398-1272 or seatyourself.biz/STG box office. All certs are reserved. Adults $13, senior citizens $11. A free rabies clinic at the Ancrum Town Garage will happen on Saturday the 9th. From 10 until 11, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gum Club will hold six ham shoots on consecutive Sundays beginning March 10th, followed by March 17th, March 24th, March 31st, April 7th, and April 14th at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gum Club, South Canaan Road, Route 7 in Canaan. There will be an Easter egg hunt for the youngsters during the April 14th event. These are open to everybody. Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue is sponsoring a free holistic support demonstration and presentation for horses and their riders on Sunday, March 10th from 1 till 3. You can come learn about the full body therapy with Beamer Veterinary Blanket and Beamer B. Bodie. You have to RSVP to luckyorphans@gmail.com or contact Dana at 914-760-5645. Stanford Grange No. 808 will host its annual corned beef and cabbage dinner on March 10th at the Stanford Grange Hall. There will be a one buffet-style serving beginning at 2 p.m. For reservations, contact Deb at 845-723-4772. Salisbury Sinfonietta presents Bach and Friends on Sunday, March 10th at Salisbury Congregational Church. Adults $25, youth and children $10, tickets available at the door, cash or check, no credit cards. It's sponsored by the National Iron Bank, Litchfield Bancorp, and Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 133.17 yesterday. Starts off today at 25,673.46. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7,505.92, and the S&P 500 at 2,771.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.